Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies, also the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8, and as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. He's the author of 6 books, including most famously, The Money Map. And as always, here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, what's happening this week?
Well, first of all, welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm excited to be here. We have a great show for you today. So thanks for joining us. Imagine what it feels like when you finally do retire. We have a lot of clients that are already retired. So this isn't just about clients that have not retired yet. If you haven't retired yet, yes, this show is for you. But this is also a good checkup for those of you that have already been retired for a few years. You want to make sure you're still on track. We've seen some complacency set in from time to time once you've been a few years in retirement, especially with the way the markets have been performing. And if you're getting close to retirement, all the more caution to you because, again, the markets have been performing so well. So think about retirement for a minute. No more alarm clock, no more commute, and no more income, no more paychecks. It's exciting, it's scary at the same time, and believe me, this will be a much bigger transition than many of you have imagined. Just talk to somebody that's been retired. Talk to them about that first year. So there are many moving parts when it comes to retirement. We're not just talking about one or two things. We're not just talking about your investments here. You need to be sure that you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's, and that's what this program is all about. Some of the things are obvious, but a lot of them are not obvious at all. So first of all, what we want to have you not do is do not overlook or underestimate a number of these things. And that's what we're going to be talking about on the show today. You know, what can you do right now to prepare yourself for retirement? Take some notes if you're retiring in the next few years. And again, if you're already retired, make sure that this is a gut check for you. This program is a gut check to make sure that you're still on the right track. So what we're talking about today is our most comprehensive. I've developed probably the most comprehensive and complete retirement planning checklist we've ever done. It's not many things long. There's about 5 or 6 things that we want to touch on today. But I feel like this retirement planning checklist, or your retirement checklist, if you're already retired, could either make your money go farther if you follow these things. If you don't follow these things, you could be in a lot of trouble. And we certainly don't want any of you to be in a lot of trouble. Now, let me just talk about an article I looked at a few years back from The Motley Fool, and was actually called Completing Your Retirement Planning Checklist. And it touched on a few things, and I want to mention these things. Some of these things we're going to talk about on the program today, some of these things I've sort of modified or combined. But this is an example of a great pre-retirement checklist. 6 things. First thing is look into long-term care. Should you have long-term care? Is it right for you? That should be done quite a few years before you retire. A few years before you retire, write your bucket list. And if you're married, get together with your spouse and write a wish list up. The next thing that you could add to your checklist is evaluating living situations. So many of our clients say, should I move out of the Northeast? Should I go south? I was just down in North Carolina a little while back looking at schools for my son. And my wife and I were thinking about what it would be like to live down there, even though I want to work for many, many years to come. So evaluate what your retirement living situation is going to be. Should you live in a planned community or even a 55 and older community? My parents have just moved into one up in Minnesota, but they were in their own house for many, many years, and it became a little difficult for them. So that's another thing to think about. How about a retirement budget? As you know, you've heard me say I hate budgets, so I always saved right off the top and spent the rest, and I saved quite a bit of my gross income. But you may want to craft a budget for yourselves. Many of our clients do. Then what about Social Security? If you haven't taken Social Security yet, make sure you do an analysis of that. If you're still working at least 1 year before your retirement, you should do a good Social Security analysis with a financial professional firm like ours or like somebody else that specializes in working with retirees. Social Security, if claimed too early for you, could be a problem. But if you wait too long, that could also be a problem because you might be spending investment money that you should leave alone and spend Social Security instead. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. And then what about Medicare? When you turn 65, we're all supposed to enroll in Medicare. Many people don't. So lots of things on this retirement checklist. And what we want to do is we want to now take some time, get into some specifics. Again, we're not going to burden you with too many things to put on your retirement checklist today, but we want to hit the main things so that you can be a successful retiree, that successful person that's planning for retirement. So when you move into retirement, it's about peace of mind. One of the reasons this is so important is because that first year in retirement, and we've heard it from so many of our clients, you know, we've served over 2,500 families now in the Northeast, and I would guess about 40% of them are retired. That first year of retirement is such a transition, emotionally. You've got so many things going on. You don't want to be worried about your money. So that's why it's so important. So the retirement checklist. Here we go.
Yes, and as you said, this list could be hundreds of items long if we wanted it to, but for today, let's focus on the absolute most important things you need to have on your checklist, and we'll start with having a financial game plan. What should that game plan look like, Joel?
Well, again, saving for retirement's a great start, but what are you going to do with the money? What you do with the money is what really matters. I've seen successful retirees that have much less money than other retirees that are totally unsuccessful. And it's all about having that financial game plan. And if you show me somebody that doesn't have a plan, I'm going to probably show you somebody who is destined to run through their entire life savings way, way too soon. And a plan, you know, a lot of people think a plan is only about the investments, but it's about so many different things working together. And that's the key. All your different income, assets, and decisions working together, coordinated together like a well-run sports team. I can just mention a few things: Social Security, income taxes, health care, long-term care, Medicare, inflation, estate planning. All of those critical pieces to the retirement puzzle have to work together. They have to work together. You've got to have a strategy to guard against inflation. You've got to know how much money that you need to live on. That's why we spend so much time with our clients doing that retirement income analysis that tells you how much do you need and how long is your money going to last. And third, what rate of return do you need on your money to make sure it lasts as long as you do. And again, obviously we need to adjust some of these things like budget, like different costs, like possibly healthcare costs. But the key is you have a plan in the beginning and adjust it as you go along. You don't just blindly walk into retirement.
You mentioned having a plan for healthcare and long-term care as one of the things that could be on the checklist. That's certainly important enough to make our ultimate list here today, Joel.
Well, you've got to make sure, as we know, John, that the health issue with you or your spouse is not something that's going to completely turn your life into a financial catastrophe. You know, different sources tell us, some government sources, other insurance companies that run analysis on this, that, you know, a typical 65-year-old couple can spend between $250,000 or more on healthcare and medical expenses in retirement. This is why we build this into the financial plan. Those may be co-pays, those may be emergency costs, those are also just reserves in case the insurance landscape changes. $250,000 for a couple at least should be set aside for medical experiences. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, gee, I've barely got, you know, $500,000 saved for retirement. How can I set aside $250,000? Well, that's why it's so important to have a plan, like we talked about earlier, because we might say, well, just set some of the money aside for reserves, or can we go out and insure some of those risks, or can we restructure through estate planning a way to protect some of those assets in case there's a spend down. So all of these things are important. 70% of all people, according to Forbes, who lived age 65 are going to require some kind of long-term care. It might just be care in the home. It might be care in a skilled nursing home. So we've got to come up with a plan to pay for health care. I put that right in the beginning, right after building a financial plan, because it could be the biggest financial risk and something that we can't completely predict that many of you face.
Next thing on the list, Joel, is Social Security. That's a very important component of your retirement income plan. So it is, of course, on our ultimate retirement checklist.
Well, right. And we've talked about pillars of retirement in previous shows. Your 401k, your pension, your Social Security. Social Security is one of the main pillars of retirement planning. Even if you're wealthy and it only represents maybe 10% of your income, maybe you've got a $30,000 a month income and Social Security only represents 10% of it, it's still a foundational piece. And if your goal is to have a $5,000 a month income, it might represent a huge percentage of your retirement income. You probably don't realize this, but when you claim your benefits, it could not only impact how much you receive in benefits, but it could also trigger higher taxes. So we don't necessarily want to claim too early. Also, the wealthier you are, the earlier maybe you should claim. If you're dead broke, you should wait absolutely as long as possible because it's your only asset, and we know we get those automatic increases. But ultimately, claiming at the wrong time could cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the only way to figure this out is to get a customized Social Security analysis. We do when you come in and you visit with us. We do that income analysis that combines with it a Social Security analysis to help you, and if you're married, you and your spouse decide when you should claim. Should one person claim earlier than the other? Should you both claim at the same time? So everything you know about claiming your Social Security benefits has been turned completely upside down based on what's happened in the investment landscape and the retirement landscape over the last few years. If you follow some traditional rule of thumb that the magazines want you to believe, you could trigger a whole lot of taxes when you're 70 years old because they all say wait till you're 70 to claim. You could also forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours depending on your life expectancy, even cause you to pay higher Medicare premium taxes. Ultimately, it could cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So learn how to wring every single nickel out of your benefits. We can help you do that with a Social Security analysis. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. We give you our Money Map retirement plan. That's our unique process here at Johnson Brunetti. We'll give that to you, and part of that will be your Social Security analysis. Now, even if you're collecting Social Security, you want to get this analysis, this Money Map plan. We'll tell you exactly how and when to claim your benefits if you haven't claimed them yet. We'll tell you how to minimize taxes on your Social Security benefits, even if you've already taken Social Security. And we'll make sure that you've got that stress test on your portfolio, your existing investments, and you have that simple one-page financial plan that people absolutely love. So call now if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement. Be one of the first 10 callers. Get your customized Money Map retirement plan that includes that Social Security analysis. Again, if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, call right now to set up your time to get your plan. 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Don't leave a whole bunch of money on the table, folks. Call now, 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name, and we'll get back to you and set up your time to come on in, get your Money Map retirement plan with a full Social Security analysis as a pillar of your retirement income plan.
That number again, 800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can call or you can text. If you text, just be sure to include your first and last name. And when you come in for your visit, you will get a copy of one of Joel's books. Again, the number 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. So, do you think you're ready to retire? Well, think again. There are a whole lot of moving parts when it comes to retiring today, and you need to be sure that you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's. And some of these things are obvious, but many of them, if you don't professionally plan retirements for a living, some of them aren't going to be obvious at all to you. So coming up on the rest of the show, we'll complete our ultimate retirement planning checklist and how you can make your money go further than you even thought possible. So the next thing on our checklist, Joel, is be sure that you're planning adequately on the tax front. Don't let taxes get the best of you.
Right. And again, this is such an important part of your retirement planning checklist. This is probably one of the most overlooked areas of investing. I have a son, Noah, and he has an account. He's 18 years old, still a senior in high school, but man, he's done a great job saving money, and he has a brokerage account with Fidelity. We helped him set it up, and now, of course, he's 18, so he doesn't need our signatures or anything to set it up, but he used to. But he's done a great job. And I was explaining to him the other day as we were coming back from a college visit, you've made a lot of money this year, Noah, but you buy and sell stocks a lot. You're probably going to have to pay some income tax on all those gains. So even though your account might be up, and listen to this, folks, his account's up like over 40% in the last year, you're going to have to pay some taxes on that 40%. So if that 40% equals $5,000, then you're probably going to have to give Uncle Sam, $1,000, $1,500. Now, he wasn't too happy about that. And you say, well, he's a kid, he doesn't know that. But a lot of retirees invest like they don't know that. So taxes, again, are the most overlooked or one of the most overlooked areas of investing. You have actually more control over the amount of money you pay in taxes when you're retired than any other time in your life because you no longer have earned income. But people miss the boat on this. And some people say, well, I talked to my CPA. Wouldn't he be telling me if I'm having a problem? No, your CPA is backwards looking. Doesn't mean they're backwards, but I mean, they just are backwards looking. You go into them in the spring of 2017, and they're going to look back on the year 2016 and say, well, here's how you could have done better, but here's what I'll do to minimize your taxes. They're recording history. They're not forward looking for the most part. We are. We want to be tax efficient in your investment strategy so that you pay fewer taxes in retirement. A very important part of your retirement planning checklist is taxes.
What about managing your IRA and your 401k and your other retirement accounts as best you can? A lot of people make mistakes with those tax deferred accounts.
Well, they sure do. And we all know how important it is to contribute while you're working to the 401ks and the IRAs. In fact, most of our pensions have gone away now. Some of you are fortunate enough to have pensions, but many of your companies are actually trying to buy you out of your pensions and give you a lump sum, which you ought to probably roll over into an IRA. We'll talk about that on another program. We can talk about that one-on-one if you want. But the bottom line is you're on your own. So you've got your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs. Again, we all know to contribute money, but these accounts are riddled with trap doors and time bombs that could cost you all kinds of money in retirement. If you've saved $500,000 in an IRA or 401k, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw the money. So the IRS is in there as a partner on your $500,000. The truth is some people are going to pay through the nose in these accounts. A whole bunch of people that are smart and savvy or that are getting great advice will legally pay way, way less because they have a plan on their IRAs, their 401ks, their other retirement accounts.
We're going through the ultimate retirement planning checklist. And the last thing we'll mention today, Joel, is being sure that you have a diversified income plan. Now, not a diversified portfolio. We talk a lot about the importance of diversification from an investment standpoint. What do we mean if we're saying a diversified income plan?
Well, it means that you have different places to pull your income from, that all of your accounts, for instance, aren't in an IRA 401k where they get taxed the same. You want to have diversification in different accounts that are designed for different things. For instance, you might have an account that's for the first 5 years of your retirement. You're going to spend that down. A second account, you're going to leave alone for 5 years, and then you're going to spend that down from the fifth to the 10th year, the sixth to the 10th year. That second tier of account, that second bucket, can be invested very differently than the first bucket that you're spending out of right away. And then you might have another bucket that's a longer term bucket for 10 years plus, or the rest of your life bucket. That is another place where you can pull income from. By diversifying the way those accounts are invested and by not taking money equally or blindly out of just a bunch of accounts at the same time, you could make your money lasts much longer. You could be much better diversified from an investment standpoint, reduce your risk of having an income problem, because the income problem is real simple. You end up at 85 full of life and flat broke. That's not what we want you to experience. We've got record low interest rates. We've got a high value in the stock market. We've got longevity. We've got potential inflation coming back. We've got to minimize your risk while maximizing your retirement income. That's what we're talking about by a diversified income plan. We're all living longer. My mom and dad are 83 and 81 and as healthy as can be as far as we know. They could live for another 15 or 20 years. They've got to make their money last. You've got to make your money last much longer. And my mom and dad know, just like most of you know, that your expenses are going to increase. If you've been in retirement for 5 or 10 years, this is so critical. If you're coming up to retirement, it's critical that you begin to diversify where you're going to take your money from. Don't wait till you've retired to do this. So again, if you're already retired, this is important to diversify your income plan. Maybe you need to readjust some things. If you're not retired yet, start thinking about that 5 years towards retirement. It's so, so critical. So let's take a moment and let's just review the things that we've come up with on our ultimate retirement planning checklist. The first thing is get a financial game plan. So important. That's the foundation. Get a financial game plan. Second, have a plan to pay for health care and long-term care. That reserve account, if you have enough money to put together a reserve account and set it aside. If you don't, we'll help you work through that as part of our MoneyMap retirement plan. But you've got to be thinking about these things, maybe even setting up some legal structures like some trusts to protect some of your assets for you or your loved ones. The third piece of your retirement planning checklist is the proper treatment of Social Security. So many people blow it here, and it costs them thousands of dollars. The fourth piece of that retirement planning checklist is taxes. Minimizing your taxes, having a tax strategy, not just blindly walking into retirement without any tax strategy. The fifth is, and it kind of comes off of the tax strategy here, is the proper treatment of your IRA and your 401k. How are you going to treat those things? We know we should contribute while you're working, but you've got to treat them right when you retire. And then last but not least, have a diversified income plan. You've saved, you've invested for retirement. That's a great start. Now what? What are you going to do with all that money? If you're already retired, how do you maximize that money and make it work for you? The answer is real simple. We give it to you in our MoneyMap retirement plan. If you take us up on the offer, if you come in and you get this MoneyMap retirement plan, here's what you're going to discover. Concrete steps to minimizing your risk in this dicey financial market that we're in right now. Really high. The market's really high. We want to minimize your risk. Another thing you'll discover is how to turn your savings into an income workhorse to drive that income that you want in retirement. And along with that, how to avoid the retirement tax trap that could be costing you or could cost you in the future thousands of dollars. And then, of course, protecting everything you've worked for from healthcare, from inflation, from a potential long-term care. We want to walk that through with you in the MoneyMap retirement plan. And why so many retirement plans are destined to fail due to gaping holes and costly mistakes. And quite frankly, many times working with financial advisors that do not specialize in retirees and don't have a whole lot of clients that have walked through the first 5 and 10 years of retirement. Those financial advisors might not have expertise in the things that you need expertise in. So listen, for the first 10 callers on the show today, this personalized analysis, this MoneyMap retirement plan, it's not going to cost you one thin dime. You've got nothing to lose. We've put it all into an easy-to-understand plan with all kinds of actionable strategies. And one of the neat things that people love about this is it's on one page. We put the plan on one page. You've got the backup. You've got the retirement income plan, the Social Security analysis, the stress test on your portfolio. But the output is on one page with that backup so we can discuss it with you in simple terms, no matter what your level of sophistication is, a lot of sophistication or just somebody that wants to keep things simple, that MoneyMap retirement plan, that one-page plan, we'll do it for you. So for the next 10 callers right now, if you have $250,000 saved for retirement, we will set up a time for you to get your personalized MoneyMap retirement plan. Call now 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. If you text us at that number, leave us your first and last name and we'll get back to you, or you can just call and set up a time to visit with us. 1-800-705-1232.
Terrific opportunity. Again, if you're retired or you're getting close to retirement, remember when you come in for your MoneyMap retirement review, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, perhaps the MoneyMap or something else if you feel one of his other books is a better fit for your situation. The number to call to set all this up is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. If you want to text that number, that's fine too. Again, just be sure you do provide your first and last name, and we'll get back with you from that. Again, 800-705-1232. So that is your ultimate retirement planning checklist. Joel, as always, we thank you for your wisdom, and we'll look forward to doing it all again next week.
Have a great week, folks.
For Joel Johnson and everybody at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies. I'm John Stillman. Have a great week, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.